Hello, hello, Beth Martin's here. Just coming on a few minutes early. And thought I would warm the room up a little bit. Today I'm having Cal Washington and Josh Del Sol on. A little bit of a last minute decision to do that. And I'm glad you guys are here. Come say hello in the chat. We can chat before they come along. It's going to be a short stream today, so I thought I would get this all started. And I'm going to go ahead and get Rockfin going while we're waiting as well. So how you're all doing? Oh, we got some people waiting on Rockfin already. Fantastic. And it looks like it went live. Okay, perfect. Did that all by itself today. Good. Oh, no, it didn't. There you go. So how you're all doing? I'm doing fantastic. Oh my gosh, I couldn't be happier. One thing about when you start to lose something, you appreciate it a lot more when it comes back. And so I feel like a baby starting to really eat. I had a whole happy Thanksgiving from Canada yesterday, by the way. Earthship Bear is here. Hello. Good morning. And V Ace, nice to see you. Peace to you as well. Here's the Rockfin link if anyone prefers to be over there. We are live. You can grab it in the chat. And please do share this out if you have the chance to your channels on social media, like your mind. Yes, yes, exactly. Anything that gets, you know, as if taken away from you, it sounds like it happens against your will and it feels like it happens against your will. So I was actually just talking about this with a dear friend, and a lot of people go into fasting, which is what I've been doing for the last 8 weeks. By the way, a little bit of a rant before we get our guests here, that I got an email from somebody on my list who obviously did not watch my streams. You know, they commented that I did a beautiful stream with Sherry Rothwell, who was helping me through all of this stuff. And he criticized me. He said, oh, women like to fast because they're vain and they want to be skinny and they don't realize. And he's like, you're too skinny, Beth. You're blah, 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 like this. And I'm like, that's not even close, right? I would never fast for vanity. I would eat like a pig for vanity at this stage, because people kind of freak out when they see me. But I assure you, I'm on the other side. Had a whole Thanksgiving dinner yesterday. Wow. Grateful for that. And I know American Thanksgiving doesn't come up until, what is it, the end of November? My son and I were trying to guess, is Thanksgiving and Christmas a month apart, or is it 2 weeks apart? Interesting how they made them like bang, bang like that, just so they can, I was guessing, anesthetize people with, you know, all the bad food and the schedule that's kind of all over the place and lots of social commitments and different things that get you off your game. And, you know, a lot of people feel like, oh, well, it can't do anything, or I can't start anything new, or I can't promote anything because of the so-called holidays, which are really meant to be holy days, but we all know it's not really like that. And so yeah, it's just always interesting to me personally. So then we're having Josh Del Sol and Cal Washington on. Josh is a beautiful guy. He's hosting what's called the, okay, let's see. I'm going to have to actually open it to tell you what it's called. Here is the URL, brightyou.com. And if you click that open, which I'm going to do right now, and you will see that they are doing a summit. Cal Washington is on. And it's coinciding with a massive movement that we're going to be learning all about today against the frying of the people, right? This is one of the first things I learned when I joined Empower Movement, is that military weapons had made it to the commercial system to be sold to us as products. How convenient, right? And you can see that at every turn, how like the toothpaste is weaponized against us, and the salt is weaponized against us, and the fats are weaponized against us. And of course, all the processed foods more obviously weaponized against us. And the sky gets weaponized against us. Although we have the most clear blue sky here I have seen yesterday and today, amazing. I don't think I saw any trails at all. which is fantastic. And I know that that's related to this. I'm going to hesitate to say the name of the summit because I know it's a buzzword and I'm still on 2 out of 3 strikes here. So let me see if I can just share and show this to you while we're still waiting. They should be along anytime now. And so here's a look at the site. And you can sign up for free. So this is a series, I think they're in, what is it, make it day 3 of the summit right now. So there's the simple sign up. And here are all of the speakers, which are fantastic. Dana Ashley, I'm so hip on Dana. I haven't seen or heard from her for a while, kind of check in with her channels, although I think she's on Telegram regularly. And I kind of have a question. Should I ask a rude question about RFKJ? I don't know. That was the only one that made me like scratch my head going, huh? So that's just my opinion. And we got James Corbett and Cal Washington. Maybe I'll see James at an Acapulco this year, although I haven't seen his name on that list. And let's see, who else do I recognize? Sayurjee is on the list and a few others that I don't recognize myself. But this is thanks to Josh Gelsol, who is hosting this. And then we're going to hear from Cal about what they're coinciding in this time with. So it's free to everyone. It's going to teach you all about that. I'll use the Jeff Berwick code for this. Hello, Crimson Angel. Nice to see you. Glad you're here. And he used to say Senko Hey, I believe is how you would say this in Spanish. And so learning about, you know, exactly what it is, the research and the facts. A lot of people are pretty hip to that at this point. And what's the science? What's the source of the dirty electricity? I have a great client and colleague. Now he's a coach of mine from the Journey Code coaching training. And he helps people to actually go in their homes and teach them how to change things up. And he will assist in changing that up. So shout out to Ryan Ashley. I did an interview with him. He did a workshop, fantastic workshop in the House of Free Will, that it's still available as a recording. So if you become a member, you get access to that library of recordings. Maybe we'll have to have Cal and come and Josh come on, come in the House of Free Will sometime and do a workshop as well. How groups and individuals are successfully opposing. So this is one of those subjects, by the way, I want to shout out before my guests come about a group here that they're not a formally organized group and they refuse to become one because they all seem to get compromised one way or another. And it looks like Cal is coming. And Cal, hello, I'll be with you in just 1 second. I wanted to let you know that there are some people in Manitoba here really fighting against the porn in the children's libraries. And we're going to start a paper petition. I know like people will say, oh, petitions are garbage, but it is something to prove that there's, you know, at least 1,000 or 10,000 or 20,000 people who don't agree with teaching children how to have sex. And excuse me for saying even how crass that is out loud, but that's what we're brought to. So Cal, are you ready to come on? Looks like he is. Hello, Cal.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Nice to see you. You must be running like crazy these days.
Yeah, there's not, I barely get 5 minutes to myself anymore. Yeah, it's crazy. But
yeah. It's high time for you. And you could feel it coming over the last, now what has it been, 3 years or more, 4 years or something since we started getting involved in power? I think it was just, oh no, maybe it was just post pandemic.
Yeah.
Just post. Yeah.
So we've been launched for just over a year.
Yeah. Right.
So we launched last September 25th and then we started the wave that we're currently in on September 25th. So.
Right. And if for some reason anyone is not familiar with InPowerMovement.com, you can definitely head over there and be part of this. So you and Josh are partnering as part of his summit that's called Bright You, or, and I'm not saying the name of the summit, or like Senko Hey, we'll do it in Spanish or something like that, just because I'm on 2 out of 3 strikes here.
Unbelievable.
I know, and I think of myself as like a not dangerous person because for the
Yeah,
most
I mean, you know, when I picture the word terrorist or something like that, your picture doesn't come into my mind in any way. You know, it's just like, don't think she's dangerous. No.
Yeah, I feel pretty innocent and I just stay in my lane and I do my work and I feel good about that. And then when I saw the summit and I saw you were part of it, I couldn't help myself, even though I've been taking it a lot slower these days. We do have a Manitoba group, by the way, doing the Empower movement. And I had to take a little step back just doing some witnessing at this time to be really vigilant about my health and everything. But I still fully support you and I support the movement. And do you want to talk about how you're not using, but taking this opportunity of the summit to run with a bigger movement that's already, like you said, in process?
Well, yeah. Well, we did a wave in we called it the Anzac Wave. It was Australia and New Zealand. So we did that just in the spring, early summer, and it went really well, and people really enjoyed it. So we decided to move into a worldwide wave, and the date that we started that was September 25th, and it's supposed to be like a test wave. So we can understand how much resources we need, and you know, make sure everything is going to work as we move into a larger one. But we got overwhelmed by even this one. We went way over our target amount of people, and so we're just going to try and adjust ourselves to get all those people through. And then in the spring, we're going to be doing a like really letting the stopper out and going for it. Yeah, so yeah, we're looking forward to that. Sounds like we're, I shouldn't say it that way, but this is what we're doing, and we're, you know, we're gonna get in the ring, and we're not getting back out. Like it's on. You're muted somehow.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah, you're getting a workout. So Josh is here. I'm going to bring him on. And welcome, Josh. So great to see you.
Thanks, Beth. Great to see you and great to be on.
Right on. We've got an echo. Don't know if you're able to put a headset or something on.
Yes, I'll do
Yes,
that.
okay.
I will mute myself and I'll be right back.
Okay, that sounds good. All right. Yeah, so you guys are a couple hours earlier over on the Pacific coast. And so where do you find the energy for all of this, Cal?
I just keep going. You know, in my dealings with the court, you know, years ago, it was at least this intense. But this is more of a positive thing. So, but yeah, I had to, you know, I had to endure like, you know, running on 2 to 3 hours sleep, you know, for years back then, you know, trying to study and figure things out and still work, and then have I had 5 kids back then. So, yeah, it was a lot. And, you know, so this is a lot too, but it's, you know, I exercise. I don't do much. I don't go to a gym or anything because I don't have time. So I just do, you know, 15, 20 minutes in the morning while my son is eating breakfast. And, you know, it keeps me somewhat fit. And then we bike a lot, you know. Right now we're heading into non-biking weather, but yeah.
And they're busy here. I'll bring Josh back on. And they're busy building right now. All the construction around here is for bike lanes that remove one or two lanes of traffic, or for manicuring the sidewalks, right? So they're preparing us for this. Like, but we live in a Nordic culture. You guys think you got it bad over on the west there, or you don't? You didn't say that you weren't complaining. And yeah, so anyway, we know what's going on and on. You know, I have a camera right across the street. It can actually kind of see me if it weren't for a few plants in the way. So we're seeing all of this stuff roll on a regular basis. And so Josh, I'm so glad that you're here. What inspired you to put the summit together? We're talking in code. I'll go with Jeff Berwick's version, the Senkohe Summit Worldwide Call to Action. I was showing your website earlier.
Yeah, well, it's most of the content. There's 43 talks, and we just added a brilliant, super powerful conversation with Cal and Dave from Empower. And that releases in what's today's day four. So it's on brightu.com. And thank you for putting that link up. It's on day four. So 4 days from now, so that'd be the 14th. That's when you can watch a going deep conversation with Cal and Dave. And I would encourage everyone just to check that out. So with that new talk, there's 43 talks. So we dive into all aspects of the technology, right? The Cinco.
Hey.
And it's incredible how this invasive technology touches so many aspects of our life, and how there's solutions on many different levels, from the physical to the, you know, the liability action to some legal approaches as well, and some other approaches, like how, like what do you do, right? So there's a lot of different levels, and there's so we offer the best in terms of the best experts and researchers that we could find worldwide. And this is the third launch of this particular event. So if you've checked out the 5G Summit before, you're probably familiar with most, but not all of the content. And we have a dedicated focus to, now that the InPower wave is happening right now, and they're onboarding people even for the next wave, where basically at the end of every one of those videos is an invitation, go on over to InPower and let's do this. So I really resonate having come full circle with InPower movement, having co-founded it with Cal back in the day, about 6 or 7 years ago, and trusting that organization to Cal and the board for the 5 years that they basically took to dedicated to developing their system is absolutely remarkable. And now coming back in and just kind of helping to send people in their direction. I'm not amongst the official leadership of InPower. I'm just like their biggest cheerleader, because I definitely see this. I remain in full alignment with the process. And this is a multidimensional, multi-jurisdictional, root level solution that I fully believe in.
That's amazing. Yeah, I was talking about this with a girlfriend earlier, and how we've all found our lane in this world, right? We have our certain role that we feel powerful and comfortable in, and Cal, you're choosing the head of the spear. You're just going to go out. You've taken the beatings, probably. Do you feel like that time of your life back then in those courts prepared you for all of this?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Actually, I was in a prayer meeting yesterday, and a word came, and it was about the foundation that was built on, God built a foundation underneath me, and it was hard, but I am like, I know what I know. I know what I've seen. I know what I experienced, and it's not theoretical to me. I've watched it. I saw it. There's no, I can't be moved. And I don't mean that, in a, like that I'm anything. It's more like I went through something quite horrendous, but it's created that foundation where I'm not fooled by any of this anymore. It's beyond coincidence. It's beyond theoretical. I've seen it. I've watched it, and it's repeating now. So we're seeing the same things that I saw in my life happening with just a few hundred people sending the documents, and now we have at least probably about three times the amount going on this wave, and then we're going to have 30 times the amount on the next way. Like it's just going to keep steamrolling.
There you go. Yeah. And I just want to point out how it's, our life really does prepare us. And there's, if people are going through stuff and they don't know why, and they keep asking themselves, and it's, a lot of struggle and suffering, and it's not a given. I just want to give you credit. It's not a given that you turn around and used all of that clarity and strength and power for the good of others now. That has to be a choice. God can't force you to do that stuff. He can prepare you, but you're the one who had to walk through the door. So
really. There was, and the choices were always given to me, and they were clear to me. Like I had a choice, and one of the biggest ones was go after $300 million or go after the Queen. And it was a clear choice, and I could see what it was, and I chose to go after the Queen, because going after the money it would change my life in a certain way. And I knew that, but really what was it going to accomplish other than for me and my, my family and maybe some friends. But going after the queen was a key piece in this whole matrix that for everybody. And so those are the kind of choices that were laid before me, and I chose to follow this path. And it's not been easy, but it's not been hard either. It's just a choice, really, and I'm glad that I've made these choices, because my life now is just the inner part of my life. You know, my private life has changed so much, and I can't put a dollar value on that.
Cal, do you think that was a test, like God over mammon or mammon over God? And secondly, that you chose the leverage rather than the money, is that one of the keys to the liability process?
It really was, because I used the money, the money owed to me, to default the queen. So knowing that she was probably not going to pay, but her other choice was to default her oath, which then opened up a whole can of worms spiritually. And, you know, things changed from that point. And we're repeating that now with her son. And so the opportunity has come up again. So we're just waiting on the timing on that. But yeah, so it was a choice like that. And you know, I just chose to go that one way. And it doesn't make me any better than anybody else. I just made a choice, and that's it, really.
Mm-hmm. But can I just follow up on that, Beth?
Yes.
The leverage, though, like some people come in to the movement and they're like, okay, well, when do I get paid, or when does the organization get paid, or whatever? And you just keep rolling that in to that those defaults and those amounts, those bills of exchange, right? Defaulted financial instruments. You're rolling that into higher jurisdictions and using that as leverage, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, because it's all. It's a worldwide system here, and we have to default it in order that God, as the judge, can go, yes, there's a default here. He can't take it upon himself, because then there will be an appeal. No, you acted as God, and that's not fair to me. And God is always fair to everybody, including the enemy. So we have to participate and create that scenario for God to actually come in and go, no, you, according to your own system, have gone into default. And therefore, you lose. You lose this whole court case. And that's, yeah, so it is leverage that we're doing. And the money is the thing that drives this whole system here. Every bad thing in earth is money's behind it. Everything. And like, you can't put up these so-called Sanko blah 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 towers without somebody being paid, and there's a lot of money. And the so-called syringe things, like, who paid for all that? That was free. And go get another one, go get another one, go get another one, go get another one. Like, it didn't happen. Somebody wasn't, you know, like, it was, there was money behind that, a lot of money.
Our government was stuck with $1 billion worth of unused injections. So then they try to roll out this so-called new Scariant. I don't think it's working. I don't see anybody, the odd person, one here and one there, even like with this over their face. So I think people are just going like, huh? Where they have thankfully numbed out to the fear is, I think, one of the big, you know, take explanations.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that's not good to have them numbed out, because they will maybe try to come up with the next thing. But I think there comes diminishing returns after a while. You agree?
That's encouraging. I think it kind of is both, and it depends a lot on our perspective. I think, like, if we are living intentionally, this is actually something that came to me the other day. And I'm in the middle of my own deep challenge. But if I'm intentional, so will God be. Over time, I will find myself in an intentional universe. And if I'm benevolent, so will God be. So will my universe be. So I feel like, not that I'm the boss of God, far from it. But if I'm resonating with intentionality, like living, like something original happening in me, God living through me, and being a creator, co-creating with the creator. And if I'm intending to be benevolent, then like the message that I received was, do that and hold that, and over time you'll find yourself in that world, in that universe.
Exactly, because that's the crux of all of the work that I do, is to see the hidden motive. And hidden doesn't mean evil, it just means you don't see it. And it doesn't mean you hid it, it's just that pain is pain, and we all move away from it. Unfortunately, we haven't been taught to harvest the power that's there in pain. And when the motive is truly clean, your actions don't take your energy. They give your energy because of the exact relationship you're talking about, Josh, in that co-creative relationship, right? Where you choose to actually tell God what, not bossing him around, like you said, but, you know, to tell God, here's the vision that I hold for myself. Are you on board with me? And if it's cleanly motive, then God gets behind.
Yeah, and it can be intense. Like, it's really intense for me right now. And holding it is intense, right? To be constant, to be consistent in that, and to move through all of these, the programming and the traumas and all of this stuff, it feels like it's kind of all coming to a head for many, many people right now. Like, we each have our core challenge right now in October 2023, it seems, you know? So that understanding can be encouraging, because within the context of that core challenge, it can feel like we're really effing alone. You know, when we're in it, when we're like right on the front lines in our internal, you know, spiritual battle landscape. So I think, just if I can zoom out and like talking with Cal and others in my life, and Cal's very a powerful leader and a healer for mankind in this, because, you know, he has the ability to, more than the rest of us, I'm not pedestalizing you, Cal, but when we talk, it's like you have a view that is not getting caught up in the drama, that helps to stay above and objective while also, you know, grounded on the earth at the same time. So if we can have people in our lives like that, or maybe an organization in our life, like Empower Movement, that... there's my pitch, right? I mean, we need that right now. We need to be positive. I'm so tired of going on, like, you know, communities where everyone has just been black-pilled and they're just so down in the mouth and negative. Like, no, this is a time of choice. Why would I want to surround myself and be in that vibe? I want to, you know, vibe higher, so to speak, and choose the way of embracing awakening and holding my position. And I think that's, you know, from one angle, perhaps that's something that we all have in common.
That's beautiful, Josh. And Cal, I was going to just ask you about, because, you know, in good company with King Heroes here, and the burden is intense. Even if you're in that place where you've got people that can do tasks, and, you know, they'll take your direction, and you've got a team and coming together, but you never really get away from, one of my mentors was King Hero Squared, and, you know, three multinational, or not multinational, but multi-million dollar businesses and stuff like that. And he died real young, unfortunately. And he was very isolated and, you know, had a lot of that exact thing. This is what the king goes through, is isolation. But it's the relationships that you can, you know, where you can share the burden, even if it's so intense, and it's, there's a lot of pain or struggle or a lot of decisions or all of that kind of thing. The shared burden is very different. Do you find that, Cal?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Empower is not me in any way, shape, or form. It may look that way, but it's you know, there's so many people, so many very gifted, special people that are involved, that, like, it's just, it's astounding, these people. And they give up their time, just like I do. I give up my time and whatever I have, but they give up of their time and whatever they have too. And it's amazing. We have amazing people who have put this thing together. It's not me. in any way, like not even close. So, then the whole thing is really, it's God's project, and he brought all these people, and you can just see it. It's not anybody's one person's smarts or one person's talents. It's the whole group working together. And without, you know, each one of those people, it wouldn't happen, or it would happen in at least in a different way, and not as, you know, not as good maybe. And, you know, I don't want to say that, but like the people that are there are just so special that they're hard to find. And then to have that many congregate around this thing is just, there's just no way to explain it other than God put this together.
That's beautiful. Yeah. One of my pet peeves in the truth community is the unity message. You hear it at every single turn, and forgive me if you guys use it, but I don't think that's possible, right? Because we've all been made so incredibly unique and with our own gifts and the lane that we're meant to stay in and ways to get involved. Like, I'm ahead of my ship over here, but I'll jump on your ship to lend support. And then, you know, the same thing happening today. And Josh, you've helped me at times not too long ago. And this is, it's not unity. We're not like the same. If we sat and took inventory of all of our values and goals and all that kind of thing, we'd be very different people, but we can work together. It's different than that, because that unity thing, to me, that's the whole global agenda, right? Just to homogenize, make everybody the same. And all it does is pit people really against each other. Josh, were you going to say something?
Well, I mean, there's so much you could say on that, right? It's like living in duality of this earth. You know, God is one, but we're here, and we can't like bypass and just pretend we're not here and just pretend, oh yeah, no, everything is all love and light and I'll get there in the end. So all I got to do is vibe really high and then like unity and like, oh, we're all in it together. No, but like even in other spiritual texts, which there is wisdom in, I find so much, like in the Tao Te Ching, and I'm thinking about I can't even think of the name of it, the Bhagavad Gita. So the whole thing is, what is it? It's Arjuna and Krishna, right? And Arjuna is like us, and Krishna is like Christ. And some would say another archetype of Christ, a pre-Christ. And Arjuna is like, no, I don't want to get on the battlefield. It's pointless. It's dumb. Like, people are going to die, and I'm fighting. I know some of those people over on the other side. I don't want to do it. Like, screw it. And how many of us can relate to that, right? Like me this morning, you know, right now is like the struggle. So, but the wisdom that comes in seeing that, so Krishna gives Arjuna this expanded picture, right? And somehow Arjuna gets it. Oh, we have roles to play here. Yeah. And playing a role, we have challenges because we're in a free will universe. And those can be hard, right? But that's what gives meaning and purpose. Like, that's when the deepest part of me comes alive, I guess. So in this moment in which I feel so intense, there's something really deep within me that is like, yes, keep going. I feel alive at that level, at that deepest level, even though my personality and my ego is, you know, resisting. It's okay.
There you go. But you continue to speak to power, right? Rather than speaking to the powerlessness. And to me, that's the crux of that dialogue between us and God. I'm very familiar with the Bhagavad Gita. I actually wrote music to a whole bunch of that stuff in my India days. And that dialogue is priceless, because Arjuna comes and like, no, God, I'm weak. I can't do it. My family and friends are on the other side of the front line here. I'm extremely, as you are now, very, you know, this is the third Thanksgiving. We have no contact whatsoever. Many, many families made up by now. That's not happening around here at all. I'm still the enemy, amazingly. But, wow. You know, but yeah, we get into that, like weeping and crying. And then we get, you know, Christ comes to us, meaning Christ is here. That's to me where I find Christ all the time, right in my own heart. And then you get empowered. you get a little leg up. You get a little bit of something that couldn't have come from any other source that wasn't, if I dare I use the word, supernatural. What do you think of that, Cal?
Well, absolutely. I'm a testament to that. I had to go through some stuff, and I just saw miracle after miracle because I was willing to stand there and take it. You know, it just, okay, all right. You know, and it wasn't easy. You know, I had to spend some time in jail and all that stuff, and it was, you know, very dangerous. So it was, but there was always a miracle because I refused to, it's not even that I refused. I just kind of, okay, I got to get through this. I just, you know, okay. Another day, another day, another day, another week. And you don't see the end, and that's hard. When you can predict the end, you know, you can see the end of something, then you can kind of get there. Like, you know, when you're running a marathon, okay, oh my God, okay, I can do this. But when you don't see the end, it's like, well, how long do I have to keep running here? Am I going to die? Like, am I literally going to collapse? But you just keep going. And then all of a sudden, like you say, boom, you get this little miracle that just bumps you up and gives you that energy or whatever it is, or safety, even encouragement. And then all of a sudden the door opens and there you are, you're at the end. And like, oh, I didn't know that the end was right there. It's, I went through it a lot. So I'm kind of almost expecting it now. And so when I see these things or delays, I go, okay, I've seen this delay thing a few times. And it's usually because there's a piece missing and that they have to make a move and then we can do this move. But so I have to get out of my own head and what I think is supposed to happen or what I would like to see happen. And just, okay, I've been here before. I'm just going to keep going. And it will work out. And it does, over and over and over. So it's real.
And it's the overtime that builds that muscle that you remember. So I don't want to scare anybody, but the thing I went through recently, I also like, oh, is this my time? I'm thinking like, oh, I don't see the end. I don't know how this is going to turn out. Things hung in the balance for quite a while. Mm-hmm. Wow. But this is my training and I get to walk my talk, right? Because I help people deal with that foundational fear of not existing. And so as I give people advice and then I'm like, oh, am I just going to sit here and try to like distract away and, you know, run and hide or there's nowhere to go. And it was just like, no, actually, you know, and it's through the fellowship and the communion and, you know, shout out to people who supported me in this time is so invaluable. And then I just remember my saying like, oh, here comes the fear of death. Bring it on. I'm just like, okay, bring it on. I'm going to go right through. I'm going to let myself die right now. Oh, and I'm going to let myself die again and again and again. I'm a Scorpio. That's part of my makeup as well. And that's where the power was always claimed on the other side of that, showing the illusion. And they can't, after a while, they can't scare you with that.
Yeah, it's choosing not to go into fear is another key thing for me. And because the fear comes on, or the anxiety, or what, from the situation, and it can be numerous things. But I catch it now, and I'm going, no, I'm moving into some kind of, you know, anxious fight or flight situation. I'm not going there. This is going to be what it's going to be, and I will get through this just like I've got through X, Y, Z, 8, 1, 2, 3. You know, all the, you know. So all of that training, like you said, Beth, is now, you know, like I've got the muscles to do it. And I've recognized the pattern. So I'm like, oh, no, here it comes again. Well, I'm going to get through this one, too. And they get shorter and shorter and shorter each time I, you know, have an interaction with the authorities. It gets, you know, 1 minute, 30 seconds, and the last one, they didn't even engage me. I walked by them. So it's like, was I invisible? Because they wouldn't make eye contact with me. So it's these things I'm storing them all in my head and putting together this, you know, the matrix of how all this works, and then trying to show other people, and they're starting to find the same thing. So it's not me. This is some kind of universal thing, because other people are experiencing it as well.
Exactly. It's the
way me right here, right now. Wow. I mean, what you shared, Beth, just really opened it up, you know, like, okay. this is just a real time. Things are getting and are real and challenging to the core. And I experienced that, you know, like, who am I? How do I know for sure that God is benevolent, universe is benevolent, I go on after this, you know, like, how, you know? And so the mind, when you're embodied, you're connected, you know, you feel it, right? But there's just this struggle that is so intense at times. And thank you for just sharing that and being real in that moment with how intense it was for you. Like, it was, I've had those moments too, you know, like, am I done here? And like, something in us, you know, that's an opportunity to meet God at a deeper level. Just asking that question and saying, you know, who do you say I am? Who do you say I am, God?
How beautiful, Josh. How beautiful. Yeah, and that's why the true King Hero path is the most humbling. Right? Don't got two guys here going like, I'm the best and I'm the strongest and you know, all this kind of stuff. It's every bit of power that you take in humbles you.
It's true. It really is. And it's about God, and it's about our relationship with God and you know, and who we are in this play, and we have to pick up our parts. And our parts are very important. You know, and like I tell people, look on page one of the Bible. Before man was created, there was a discussion and an agreement. And so we are, and part of that was that we have dominion, and we have to take that. We have to understand what our position is, and we're being told all these things about us that just are not true. So going through these things, that they're hard, but you will start to find out who you are. And when you find out who you are, and you know, I'm just getting inklings of it, it there's nothing can stop you. Like I said, I don't think they could see me.
Exactly.
I have no proof of that, but they wouldn't make eye contact, and there's two police officers and I'm not wearing a mask, and that their job is to catch people with masks, and I walk right by them. And I chose to do that. The thing was, I saw them and I went, and all the anxiety, oh, here we go. You know, maybe I'll go out the other door. And I went, no, I'm not going out the other door. I want to go home. And the quickest way is right down where they're standing. I have to walk right by them to get down that hallway. And I just walked.
There's your Obi-Wan moment. These are not the masks you're looking
for. And I'm telling you, they did not make eye contact with me.
Yeah, it's so,
what was that?
Right. It's the law of energy. And I recently did a ascension busting myth talk at a festival, and then Freeman had me on. It looks like an Acapulco is going to pick up on the same subject. And it's part of that whole, you know, we think that we can just raise ourselves up and out, but it's really not how you become invisible and powerful like that. That's hanging on by your fingernails. That's trying to like, oh, don't have bad thoughts. So they always think positive and you know, oh, I'm up here, I'm up here, I'm up here, I'm up here. But it is like the punchline there is that the more you try to stay in the high, the more you are actually exposing the low. Like, because God levels the playing field. Like you always say, Cal, right? It's fairness to everybody. So as you try to climb and be the Tower of Babel and reach heaven, then you also have created a whole hell for yourself, or at least exposed. And so that's what keeps us all in the same, on the same project. We're all working on the same thing. And, you know, anyway, I'm not sure what my whole point was about that.
we are on the same project, and the sooner that we can understand that, and the sooner we start to participate in that, the sooner this will be over, and we will go back to some kind of oneness. And we don't even know what that is, because we're not exposed to it. Just like the a baby in a womb has no idea that there's an outside. There is no perspective of that. All they know is I'm somewhat self-aware, but I'm in this dark thing and it's nice and warm and I hear a heartbeat and I can hear sounds coming and I can hear people, feel people poking at me, but I don't know that there's an outside until I'm outside. And then, whoa, okay, this is a whole other experience here. And so we're like that. We don't know what the other side is. And like I said, as I went through stuff, I didn't see the end. I didn't know where we were going. I didn't know where I was going, but I knew I couldn't stay there. So I have to take all this stuff coming at me and just deal with it. Okay. All right. I don't like it, but I got to deal with it. And then you get to the next door and the next door and the next door, but you don't know that there's another door behind that door until you go through the door. And so it's learning that is part of the whole experience here and being okay with it and actually kind of expecting it. And it doesn't make it easy. It's not like, yippee, I get to go through something. But it's more, okay, this is, I need to do this and I need to just get through it and get to the other side. Don't resist this. Like, the quicker I can get through this, the quicker I will get to the whatever is outside of this. And that's really the journey. It's just a journey and we have to keep going.
Amen. Yeah, that's my hashtag. And when you say go through the door again, like that's it. There's so many doors you can go through in here, because God revealed to me, it's all doors, the whole thing, every thought, every feeling, every experience, every perception, every belief, and every program that is working against us. And if you have the bravery to go through them, actually experience it, like you said, Josh, be embodied, be actually here with the creation as it is, and go all the way through to the other door, then you have a leg up on the fetus that just cannot conceive of. But if you start to get a taste for that freedom on the other side of the door, which to me is the direct relationship with God, no interlopers, nobody can regulate that relationship. It is as it is, and you are in your power there in that freedom. And then we get a leg up, because once you're in the actual situation, you have that, I know what freedom is. This doesn't feel like that. I wonder if it's on the other side.
I mean, that's the journey, isn't it? It's like the story of Garden of Eden and the return to the tree of life. It's and what you described, Cal, about the baby in the womb, just like that. I mean, just like our own lives, the example of a baby's life and the Bible, just look at those three. So the baby in the womb everything is just one. Like, it's a one type experience, right? There's a heartbeat. So like, there's a feeling, I'm held. I'm there's something here, someone here, there's life here, but there's not the other. I don't see the other. I don't have, there's no separation. Obviously the baby is in the womb. And so it's this going from unity to, and then being birthed, that's traumatic. And then this experiencing life, and towards the end of one's life, we are called into, and typically in the second half of one's life, we're called to, like, can we go deeper? There's a question is presented to, can we go deeper and relate back to the source of our existence, right? And then coming into that transition back to the tree of life, of unity, of oneness, like that's where we can experience unity, right? Like prematurely convince ourselves that, I can experience unity right now in all times and places and just vibe really high. Like you're saying, like that's the spiritual bypass. But it's this unity, living, life is in duality, and then coming back to that relationship, and the relationship between higher and lower, between God and self, like that relationship pulls us through that portal, which is the end of our life, right? Which is whatever is going next, which is, in the Bible analogy, back to the tree of life, which we are on our way back to. And I think we're, pretty close in some regards. But on the way back from duality to the tree of life, the power of everyone feeding from the tree of duality, of good and evil, the power that that dynamic has, it wants to keep its power, right? And so it's just a conscious decision. No, that's the tree that I meant to eat of right now, the other one, the tree of life again. And with the knowledge this time, because there's a process that's happening with the baby that leads it to being born in this world into duality, but it's unconscious. The baby's not doing it. It's just happening, right? And it's happening because of the wisdom of the one that's experiencing. And now when you go back to the tree of life at the end of life, that process, there's a process that's happening. It gets intense. There's birthing pains. And the biggest difference is we're doing it consciously.
Which is all the difference, because then you have a map and you know how to get back there.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I think we packed a lot into this time. I feel like our time might be coming up for all of us now. We just had a little bit of a moment to come together in this way. I feel full of life and full of energy right now. So I thank you so much for coming, and let's show people the summit one more time, for sure, that you should go and sign up. It's completely free. You get access to all of these speakers, including the new work with Cal Washington, the new interview with Cal Washington. Is that right, Josh?
Yeah, coming in 4 days on the 14th.
Okay, and this is where you can sign up for free. I also highly recommend to go and become a member at Empower Movement and get involved. Use it as a way to get involved with some local people and find, you know, those that you can actually commune with and take action with and play off. Like, there are so many beautiful souls that I might not have done it on my own, but because they were courageous in the moment I was afraid, and then I was courageous in the moment they were afraid. And you really can, you know, raise each other up in that respect. Anything else that you guys would like to share before we sign off for today?
Nope, that's about it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're very, very welcome. Best wishes on this, and I look forward to taking part in as much of the summit as I can. And love you guys a lot. I'll share more of the comments on my way out.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay. God bless.
God bless.
Bye. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for coming. That was fun. I love this. I love this job. I love that I get to be in my lane in this way. And yes, appreciate all of your comments. And identical in nature, but different in degree. Paradoxes may be reconciled. Yeah, I have an exercise called marrying the opposites, bringing those so-called opposing. Here's your first comment. Focusing on positive to the exclusion of the negative sets up the duality. Exactly. You just end up with a little bit of a war in the process. And yeah, trust the process. Boy, that's been badly abused phrase, but I totally get your meaning. And congratulations, Joe. You quit drinking 4 years ago, had a conversation with a police officer, and tell people it's like they don't even see you anymore. Brilliant. Amazing. Good for you. Yeah, we're all being tested, and it can come moment to moment. And these are the times to just say, okay, this is it. I'm being tested, and I'm going to pass. This time I'm going to pass, like my firearm safety course. Did it. Walking through the fear armed with knowledge. When you first discovered me about 6 years ago, you needed that example. So I don't know who you're talking to, but no doubt one of these guys. So yeah, beautiful. I totally appreciate your presence, you guys. I do have to run myself as well. I'm gonna have to run right now as well. And the next thing that we've got coming up on Thursday, I'm hosting George Wiseman. So if you're not familiar with him, he is the inventor of a Brown's gas technology that I continue to experiment with and test. And so I got all kinds of hard questions for George. I don't know if he's gonna love me after this one, but we'll see. He is a very lovable guy. I like him. Regardless. And if you're looking to get a little bit more involved in my world and you're interested in the whole deprogramming, art of deprogramming, I don't really call it that, but it is an art and a vigilance and a community to do it with, then definitely visit me at bethmartins.com, which is also, I forgot my banner today, which is also the House of Free Will, freewillministry.live. And so I do some private videos every week for the membership there on things that I find important that I feel like somebody needs to hear. And it's almost always the case that someone does. We've got a discussion going on Telegram. There's a library full of resources, some in law, many in health, all solutions oriented. Like I mentioned, the EMF, Ryan Ashley's workshop is there that I mentioned at the very beginning. And there's no fear porn at all. So this is people getting together. We actually have a fellowship meeting tonight. Might be you could possibly apply for the House of Free Will in time, and maybe not, but that happens every 2 weeks so that we can gather and really support each other in a way that, you know, when you feel like you can't stand up and you're going to fall down and you don't know if there's an end in sight, and then somebody says the right thing, or you just get to share the burden. That's something, you know, again, shout out to Sherry Rothwell. I think I'm going to shout out to her for a whole year in a row and say, you know, if I wasn't able to walk with her on a daily basis to just be able to check in, and she was like a midwife to me, going like, no, no, it's okay. It's okay. Oh, that's good. That's fine. No problem. Yeah. Oh, tiny setback of some kind or whatever. And even, you know, I'd be going like, oh God, it's not going well like this. And she's going, no, no, it's fine. It's fine. I go to, oh, what a relief. So we really need that from each other. And I do recommend her as a nutritionist, 100%. And so join us on Thursday. And then Simon Essler is going to be coming up next week. And we've got Kyle Denton and Michelle Lundquist from Michelle's Healing Home are going to do a really special stream. I'm going to share this. It really shouldn't go public, but I'm going to share it public anyway, because it's just going to be like incredible putting their knowledge and my knowledge together in a, like, I'm so excited. Couldn't be more excited. So that's what's coming up. And I think I'll leave it for that for now. I hope you guys have a beautiful rest of your day, and I love you. Bye for now.